another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a well-known sports writer joining us in about 2 hours who just got involved in mainline politics and was tracked and traced by Homeland Security, the state police. I want to give you an idea of just how rogue, just how classically out of control, wicked the government is today. With the guest, we'll tell you about him a little bit later. Also, we have Professor Stephen Jones of physics joining us along with David Ray Griffin together. Thought that'd be interesting to have the two on together. Coming up in the fourth hour today, I was originally going to have them both on because I was going to have a TV channel here, the folks from National Geographic, but I decided not to do it because I learned the type of programs the producers made are just so one-sided. There's no point to even be part of it, so because they're being interviewed as well. And so I thought it would be a nice tie-in, but we're not doing that. I think they're still being interviewed by them. But they are coming up in the fourth hour today. A lot of important news we'll be covering in the meantime, and open phones, the toll-free number to join us on air on any issue you wish to discuss, any news item, the economy, Barack Hussein Obama, the way he is, well, saying that it's official, they're going to have Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, Bush Clinton, on and on forever. And he's appointing, again, all these other New World Order insiders. So things are going to get even worse. If you didn't think that was possible, hold on to your seat because it is going to get more serious. I'm actually getting a lot of Obama minions who were hoping for something new, who hated Bush so much and didn't realize that he was a total puppet, and didn't realize that Obama would be a puppet. I am getting emails and calls and quite a few comments on the message board up on PrisonPlanet.com, as well as in the stories on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, people saying, yeah, you were right. My gosh, he really has completely betrayed the people. Well, of course. I mean, he said 9-10 months ago he was against the war. Now he's saying we'll be there at least 3 more years. That's the Bush doctrine. Warrantless wiretapping of the American people, that continues. Torture. All the policies, except a few new ones that Bush did sign on to in the last 2 years. Carbon taxes, regulating every facet of your life. More gun control, more amnesty, more open borders. More taxes. Now, at this point, I mean, I'm not for raising taxes to, quote, pay down the deficit, because there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. The currency will be devalued. There is no putting the dollar back together again. Taxes are only to squeeze the economy into oblivion that much faster so it can be vertically integrated, consolidated by the multinational banks. So taxes are only used as a weapon when you have an economy this irrevocably bankrupt and unsalvageable to brutalize the middle class. And by middle class, I mean people making $100,000 a year up to $50 million a year. That is the lower middle class up to the nouveau riche. I know the poor blue-collar folks have been taught by Hollywood and TV that somebody making $80,000 a year is rich. That is not the case. These are economies of scale. I mean, there are thousands of billionaires, ladies and gentlemen. They're just good at hiding their assets. There are just untold masses of millionaires. And it ain't what it used to be, as they say. So I want to take a lot of calls today at 1-800-259-9231. Got a lot of interesting news. Some of it is very encouraging. We will talk about it all on the other side. Some amazing medical breakthroughs. Stay with us.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Zach, Igor, Tony, Ted, Chris, I'm going to you in this segment. Wide open phones today. I got a lot of important audio clips I want to play and break down. Professor Stephen Jones and David Ray Griffin join us later. And we also, again, have a very well-known sports commentator, David Zurin, will be joining us as well, coming up in T-minus 1 hour and 51 minutes. We're going to have open phones up until then and cover the news. In economic developments, U.S. home construction sinks to new record low. Construction of U.S. homes falls 4.5% to new record low in October as builders cut back. Construction of new homes plunged 4.5% last month to the lowest level on government records dating back to 1959 as U.S. builders slashed production while Wall Street nosedived. Building permits, a barometer for future activity, also plummeted to a new record low pace. The embattled housing industry, which enjoyed a five-year boom, is now on pace to construct the fewest new homes and apartments since the end of World War II. Also, charts predict Dow Jones Industrial Average to hit 6,400 in less than a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is set to sink to 6,400 within the next few weeks. Nicole Elliott, technical analyst for Muzo Corporate Bank told CNBC, any moment now, I think we're going to break lower, Elliott told Europe Tonight. I think this is to be possible before the end of November or very early December. I mean, we're almost on our way now, and it's just a question of how far down do we go, she said. In other financial news, I watched clips last night of the three or four hour testimony of Henry Paulson, the guy running the Treasury Department, the Goldman Sachs crime boss, and the private Fed head, Ben Bernanke. And he arrogantly chastised Congress. Every time he would speak, or Bernanke would speak, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC would put him on. Every time Ron Paul or others on the banking committee in the House would hammer them, they would just cut away. So you had to go up to the C-SPAN website or the C-SPAN channels to watch it. It's another example. I mean, these big banks and brokerage firms, they own the controlling stock in those TV networks, and they're not going to let you know what's going on. By the way, I've seen scores of news articles as they get the public ready to go after the pension funds and as they prepare the public to have their 401ks taken. And, you know, I tell people this on the street. I was in a restaurant last night. There were some nice folks talking to me, but some other people were kind of laughing at me. And as I was picking food up at the bar for like 10 minutes, you know, waiting there. And I just said, well, what is it I've said that hasn't happened? Well, I mean, what's funny? What's funny about all of this? I mean, it's not funny. And having your pension funds taken isn't funny. But we're a nation of arrogant know-it-alls, and the average individual is so arrogant that they can't even imagine bad things happening to them. Let me tell you, it's going to be that much worse when people find out what's been done to them. I mean, you think people are mad now about $5 trillion stolen in 5 weeks by the private banks? Just imagine. But watching Paulson. Paulson warns TARP isn't panacea for economy's ills. And it goes on in Bloomberg to talk about how he chastised the Congress like they were bad. Truly disgusting. Obama pushes carbon tax proposal that would inflict a new Great Depression. He had a big speech out in California last night about how they're going to bankrupt this and bankrupt that. Oh, that's really going to help you, America. Let me explain something to people out there who are posting on the PrisonPlanet.com story that Paul Watson wrote, going, you idiots, you don't understand the true vision of Obama. You don't understand how this is going to energize a new green revolution and a new 21st century economy. On and on and on. Even if they came out with super technologies today, getting them to market, bringing them to 300 million Americans, that conversion would take conservatively 5 years. And, you know, we're seeing other technological conversions, the death of the newspapers, the massive contraction of TV news. Not just because they're a pack of lying criminals that no one trusts, but also because people are tuning out. They're tuning into the web. But we see the establishment moving to block alternative news, blogging to regulate, tax, and control the web. So that fight is now shaking up. We'll see how that unfolds as that shapes up. But I digress. The point here is, have you read the international agreement to know-it-alls? Have you read what the IMF and World Bank, International Bank of Settlements, the OECD, have you read what the Club of Rome and Trilateral Commission and CFR are saying this is for? I mean, we write articles and link to their statements. Paul Watson's done that in this article. But do you even read the article? No. Do you even read the links? No. They say it's about destroying the middle class and vertical integration. They say it's about freezing growth of the economy and development to control you, because if technology continues to expand, they are going to lose their monopolies. And you are going to have a revolution of technology and energy and information. You understand that in this system, it will move what's left of our industry, about 20% of what we had in the 70s, the early 70s, 20% is left. That will move to China and India and Mexico and the 160-plus other countries where there are no carbon caps and there's no discussion of them ever having it. You understand the big banks own and control the big slave factories overseas? So it's just a cold-blooded mercantile move to shut down industry here in the United States, in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, England, Western Europe. I mean, do you understand that? You understand that even if you believe carbon dioxide is a deadly poison and that methane is horrible and evil and all the rest of it, do you understand that it will only move it to third world nations and that it will boost the amount? I mean, the level of wanton ignorance. But hey, you know what? Go ahead, parade around, put Obama stickers on your car, call for this, and just enjoy. And ask yourself if you're better in 4 or 5 years than you were today. But it won't matter. A lot of you don't even care if you become homeless. You just he'll be on TV telling you he loves you, and you know it's sacrifices we've got to make. Getting everybody ready for this. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm digressing here. Just Obama pushes carbon tax proposal. SEC persecutes Mark Cuban for relationship with loose change. I said on this show yesterday afternoon, the end of the show, that there was a good chance this was persecution for Mark Cuban's involvement with Loose Change Final Cut, the owner of the Mavericks, the guy that sold a bunch of stuff to Yahoo for $3 billion. I'll talk about that later. I want to go to some calls first, but the New York Times is now saying it looks like that's what it is. So now I have to reassess things. Maybe it isn't for, you know, the New York Times is agreeing with me, then it must not be true. But they do point out, though, well, if you read the article, the investigation started the month after Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and others said, we're going to get you, Cuban, we're going to get you, Sheen, we're going to ruin you, you better not do this. And I know that Charlie Sheen was threatened in ways, if I told you, you wouldn't even believe it. But you saw what was put out in the media. That was only part of it. Producers, separate people in Hollywood, were told, you're just out of the blue, somebody's sister's husband calls up, who's a general in the Air Force, and says, don't be involved, this is a true story, in this movie, or they will kill your children. And that was before O'Reilly heard about it and was even on the news. That's when it was secret. So that's why that never happened. Cuban actually pulled out of it. But it doesn't matter. This SEC lawyer emailed him and said, here I am. I'm going to report you. We're going to get you. And they did get him. And so I'm being sarcastic about not believing the New York Times thing. I mean, that is what's going on. And I'm committed to be put in prison if they do it. I mean, for some trumped up charge, I'm committed to go ahead and, you know, let that happen. I'm committed to be killed or set up or demonized or attacked or gunned down. I mean, I don't want those things to happen, but I'm in a position that really nobody else in the, quote, alternative media or patriot movement is. I mean, I am the big kahuna. And the sad part about all of this is that, I mean, I'm doing this truly from altruistic aims. I really know this is a very special journey. It's like Dennis Kucinich said months ago on the show. He said, I don't care if they threaten me. I don't care what happens to me. This is now a spiritual thing. By the way, magically, his brother and sister have both died in the last 4 months. Very interesting. They're pretty young. They're younger than him, magically dying. But side issue, the point is that's why I wish that other people in this movement would spend more time fighting the New World Order instead of obsessing about Alex Jones and my celebrity that is exponentially growing, because it's a liability for me. I don't like it. But I do also see it as a mark of success in getting the word out. But you can understand, it's a dangerous thing. It's a very dark thing. It's a racing on the edge of the abyss, running with the devil, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you should realize that all of us are in danger, and especially myself. And people should really get their heads screwed on straight and reassess this, because you have no idea the type of persecution we go through to bring you this.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Yeah, you got to be scared of the dumbed-down public, because as the bankers implode and consolidate the
economy, the public is going to whine and scream, I predict, instead of getting angry. And say, we'll do whatever you say. We'll attack whatever country you say. We'll give up all our rights. We'll rat out our neighbors. We'll take jobs stealing our neighbors' houses. Just give us money, give us cheeseburgers, give us stylishness, and a lot of them will go along with it. So we're headed into very serious times. But good folks are going to be listened to more than ever, and we're going to be able to rally a lot of people against the New World Order as this unfolds. Okay, let's go to your calls. Zach in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I just want to say it's a great honor to be on the air with you. I'm a regular listener. I have been after this past summer. I made a decision not to listen to Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. I have a job that allows me to ride on a lawnmower all day, and I have my headphones on, and I just got sick of listening to the same old garbage, and so I decided to buy some forbidden fruit and got one of those iPods. And I've been listening to your podcast regularly and sharing it with the guys at work. I subscribed to your Prison Planet TV, got some videos, sharing it with my family.
Good.
And I'm also, I just want to give a shout-out and say hi to the NSA, anybody else who's listening. I know you're listening, and we know you're a bunch of criminals. I am in the National Guard. I took an oath to defend the Constitution, the people of Maine, the people of this country. And I'm going to stick to that. And my weapon is the First Amendment. And I will continue to speak out against all these injustices. And,
First
and
Amendment's bad.
Great.
That's
why?
The one. Hold on. Osama bin Laden wrote that First Amendment.
Osama bin Laden. Hey, listen, since you got a 9/11 show coming today, you know, was it Stephen Jones is on the air?
Yes.
I brought up Glenn Beck and something that just disgusts me that I heard on the air a couple of years ago. People called in to his show and were talking about the explosions that they heard before the towers went down. And what Glenn Beck said, what an idiot, he said that it was people jumping from the building sounding like explosions. Well, yeah, people did jump from the buildings, but there's a difference between, you know, a body smacking the pavement, which I'm sure from however many stories up, it's going to sound pretty loud. It's not going to be the sound of an explosion, you know, like a grenade. I've heard grenades, and it wouldn't be a body smacking
the
pavement.
Well, the police are saying, get back. They're bringing it down. They're bringing it down. And the owner said they blew it up. And then there's all the witnesses and the countdown and the rest of it. But the key here is Glenn Beck will come on the air and say they're setting up a one-world government. The bankers are taking over. But he does that only after they finally announce it on the news. Then he will talk about it.
Yep.
Or he will talk about the Treaty of the Sea, you know, Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yep.
Or the Department of Peace, you know, that Obama wants to set up. It's really a Department of Disarming the People and actually waging war wars against innocent individuals. The Department of Peace
exactly. Is
about,
you know,
disarming.
You might have half-truths, but the people are seeing through the lies more and more.
Well, I was about to say that what Glenn Beck does is that he will tell a lot of things that are true, but then mix in lies and say, we need to go ahead and arrest 9/11 truthers.
Yeah.
We need to go ahead and use the military. Remember, he said, use the military on 9/11 truthers, and then 5-6 months later came out and said, oh, my gosh, they want to use the military against the American people.
I can tell you, I am a member of the military, and I'm not going along with it. I'm not. I refuse. I stick by. I will not obey any unlawful orders, and we see it through the garbage. And unfortunately, a segue into Obama and global warming and the rest, I had a buddy of mine, you know, who's right in with me in the Guard on 9/11 being an inside job. He's had another buddy on the air that's a member of a college radio station and says stuff when he can about it. But as soon as Obama got elected, he's like, oh, man, things are going to change. Things are going to change. So I still got to work on him and getting him to see through the picture completely. And another thing, I'm sorry I don't want to take up all your time, your listeners' time, but I just attended a concert recently at UMaine, an OAR concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is it was part of a campus, a global consciousness core on global warming, and they had all this stuff. You can buy stickers to offset your carbon footprint, and who's getting the money? It seems to me that this global warming thing is exactly what you've been preaching on the bailout. You know, Congress is drilling cash cowry and
it's like an indulgence. It's like an indulgence. You know, 500 years ago, you'd buy from the Catholic Church. If you cheated on your wife, you'd go, you know, buy some indulgences. It's a total fraud. And again, it's a tax, but they train you for taxes first with you voluntarily going out and paying the tax. Just, you know, that's just what we need, folks, more taxes. Good to hear from you, my friend. Good to have you on board, Zach. Igor, Tony, Ted, Chris, everybody else, your call straight ahead. Wide open phones, a ton of news, and then a whole bunch of big guests today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A big part of the problem we face is that if you study corruption in any society in any time, once governments, once companies, once institutions get a culture of corruption, once corruption sets in, even the smallest corruption, then you accept a little more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Until you've got all sorts of criminals. You've got people in government that are doing bid rigging and contract scams and all sorts of fraud and double billing. You know, just classic things. But then it becomes, you know, stealing people's houses. Being an IRS auditor who makes up stuff. Or being a federal prosecutor. I mean, federal courts openly operate where they'll bring in informants that you've never seen, never talked to, who testify in hundreds of trials a year. The judge, everybody knows it's a lie. The jury are like little children from the general public. They don't know. And they'll bring up 5, 6, 10, 15, 20, you know, fake people, never met you, and they'll just say, I swear I saw him dealing cocaine. I swear I saw him laundering money. That's like crime labs. Every major crime lab in the country that I've ever looked at, I mean, I see 3 or 4 articles a week about Boston and Houston and Dallas and L.A. and El Paso and just, I mean, any town you can imagine, any city of over 100,000 people, because they so sloppily do it, and they'll put thousands of people per town behind bars over the years with just totally made-up crime labs, made-up witnesses, that they run into people that end up being able to get witnesses and document it, and then, because there are still some good cops, they'll blow the whistle, and then you'll hear, okay, they framed in 1 year 4,000-plus people in Houston, and they just falsified all the evidence, but that's just what they do, and nobody's getting in trouble. Or, oh, the FBI crime lab, you know, we've had a bunch of people that work there, including the head of the forensics department, come out, Frederick Whitehurst, and say that it was industrialized fraud, just open fraud, not even hidden. They didn't even sneak around about it. It was just, okay, let's go frame everybody today. I mean, that's your government. Totally bankrupt, totally criminal. At the top. And they're busy kicking all the good people out, and then not even just kicking out good people, they're brainwashing people. There's a lot of people who aren't inherently evil. They're just really shallow. They're not very smart, or if they are smart, they're so mesmerized in TV and culture that they're not paying attention. And so they're told, hey, we frame people. Hey, we torture people. Hey, we do this and that. And it's just like, okay, well, you know, I've been given a training manual. I'm an Army captain. It says I torture people. It says I stage fake terror attacks. That's how we win wars. This is just what we do. It's just collateral damage in a war. You know, we kill 3,000 so we can save millions from Al-Qaeda attack. And that's the bankrupt mindset. That's the bankrupt system. Let's go to Igor in Virginia. Igor, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing, Alex? I'm a big fan of your show for 2 years now. I'm 22 years old. I came from Ukraine 11 years ago. Love this country. I like what Ron Paul was saying. You know, we need to stand up to the New World Order. And, I voted for Chuck Baldwin and got my citizenship not too long ago.
Good.
I thought you were nuts at first when I started listening to you. But since I started listening to you, I started researching and started, like, you know, reading all these books about the Bilderbergers and New World Order. And I understood what's going on. Please don't stop talking about this, man. Like I really see you, like, you're a legend, man. I tell everybody about you. The most important thing is we need to ask questions, demand the answers to our problems. Obama's not, you know, he's not talking about any sort of change. It's just words. It's rhetoric. He's, you know, he's lining himself with the same people that have been there for generations now.
Let me say this. I'll tell you who legend is. People don't need to build me up as some superhuman, as some special person. I'm just somebody who's aggressive, and I'm not going to be a slave. And so
absolutely.
I've taken publicly available information and aggressively told the people that they have power historically and that they are an unstoppable force when they simply set their mind in motion into action. So I'll tell you,
I'll tell you
the legend is, Igor, it's you.
Absolutely.
The legend is
people
like Zach before you.
Yes.
The legend is the single mom busting her butt to raise children to not end up in the prison system. The legend is the firefighter that goes into a burning house to save children and the floor caves in and he dies or she dies. The legend is the people that broke their backs throughout history to stand up against tyranny, people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And that's who we need to respect and appreciate. And look, on the surface, I do have courage. But that's a mind trick. Okay, I am able to intellectually understand that there's greater danger not fighting this to my progeny. And my progeny come first, and we're all connected, we're all genetically related, everybody is my family. And so that is why, as a male, it isn't something special. Males are meant, when their cave is attacked, when there's a threat, to stand up and fight it. And so I'm doing what I was made to do. And the power is people like you spreading the word about the radio show, about the websites, and God bless you. Igor, go ahead and finish up.
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely right. We all are legends. What I meant by, when I said legend, I meant, like, that you broke, like, you know, you woke me up to what was going on, because I've been listening to all these idiots, you know. I'm sorry, not idiots, but, like, you know, all these people on the air and, you know, just spreading garbage, you know, and all these people are brainwashed. We're like zombies now. Anyway, my question is, sir, what do you see happening in the next 2 years with this Obama administration? Because, you know, the first 100 days is critical, and the first 2 years is when the Democrats have full power. And how long do you think it will take people to realize that Obama's a fraud? And when do you see the war in Iran starting and the other wars expanding? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Igor. Good to hear from you. What will Obama do? That's question number one. Number two, when will people see through him? When will they see through him? And the other one is, will they attack Iran or when? When Iran. And what I'll do is, next hour, I will answer those questions, because I keep meaning to really get into what Obama's saying he's going to do publicly versus who he's hiring, what his policies are. I'll go over that, and then when I think people will wake up to him. That'll be when the media finally stops saying he's the Christ, the second coming, and then when they give you a new puppet to believe in. But we'll get more into that coming up later after I talk to Tony, Ted, Chris, Tulia, and others. But for the next 10 minutes or so, he joins us once a month. He's a sponsor of the show. I've been here, I don't know, like 3 years with us now. He's been with Genesis for about 5-6. And he never sold to the public until Michael Trudeau, the sales manager at Genesis, who is into true organics. He's a conservative, but he's into organics. Why have your kids bathe in poison? Found out about what hospitals and finer hotels were buying and saving money. It's funny, you get better quality and save money if you know what to do. The public buys the toxic chemicals, the byproducts after World War II. They figured out how to take the toxic waste and put it into your, what they call shampoos and soaps and cleaners. The toxic detergents, the byproducts of petrochemical. And, well, Marty's just got old-fashioned soap. And he and his dad, back in 47, when he got back from World War II, Marty in the Chemical Corps, so he knew what chemical weapons were. That's why he freaked out when he read a box of soap, found out it wasn't. They went back and made the old-fashioned stuff with citrus and vegetables and, you know, cherry oil essence and oranges and all of that. And you save 85% off supermarket prices. And I know a lot of people now use Calbin Pure Soap. I'll be at friends' houses and see it on the, you know, above the sink, or I'll be at my aunt and uncle's and see it, you know, in their shower. And so I know a lot of people out there are now using it, and that's very exciting, and we're glad that folks are doing that. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, a pleasure again to talk to you and your listeners. Try to bring them up to date.
Marty, I'm hearing a disconnect line. I think you may have a line on your phone system that's disconnected. I'm not sure if that's going out over air, though.
No, everything seems to be clear. Your voice is coming through beautifully.
Okay, fantastic. It's gone now. Marty, let's, again, I know we basically tell the same story, but slightly, you know, different areas of it each time. It's such a big story. But I think the most important thing here today is, well, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want in the time we have, but what is in real soap that you make versus what we're using at the stores?
We try to make soap from all natural substances. We use coconut oils. We use vegetable oils. We use fruital juices like orange juice and cherry juice and honey. All these additives to repel the perfumes that are toxic in all the products. You don't need a respirator when you use our products. You do need one when you go to the supermarket, and one-third of that market has cleaning chemicals in it, and it makes it difficult to breathe. Perfumes are not good for human consumption, human use, or human smell. They're just there to doctor up the detergents that are made from waste petroleum. They're real dark chemicals. They bleach them out to make them white. They pour sodium chloride in it, which is table salt, to make it free-flowing, and to kill the bad petroleum odors, they use perfumes, saturating the products so you can't recognize the foul petroleums that are in the products. And what we do is the old-fashioned methods of making the products, dissolving the oils, putting in the coconut oils and the vegetable oils, compressing them, and making products that don't exist in the United States today. I'm not sure about Europe. I know we're shipping goods right now to Hong Kong, China, because they have nothing like that. And we ship tons of our pure soaps to Hong Kong every month to two big health food stores that distribute our products there, and they love it. And we've been doing that for 3 years, and we've been with you for over 3 years, and we love it.
Marty, tell folks about your line of real soaps.
Okay, we're talking about if you wanted to get into bulk packaging of real soap, you can get direct from factory, which is us, a 1 to 2 year supply, which is weighed out about 65 pounds, is equal to 1,000 pounds of chemicals of the supermarket for $3 a week. You can get a 3 to 4 year supply, 145 pounds, which is equal to 2,000 pounds, a ton, 250 per week. A 4 to 5 year supply, we're talking 210 pounds for shipping. That's equal to supermarket chemicals, 3,000 pounds, over a ton and a half. That's $2 per week. What does it cost you now to buy these chemicals in the marketplace? And I got what would you call is a public service announcement. If you're using and buying from the market toothpaste, mouthwash, Lysol, antibacterials, all-purpose cleaners, oven cleaners, shampoos, etc., let me give you the Poison Control Center number, 800-222-1222. I'll repeat that again. To call the Poison Control Center using all these chemicals, 800-222-1222. That'll help you. Keep it on your refrigerator. Keep it in your kitchen. Keep it in your bathroom. You never know when you're going to need it. Those stuff that, the chemicals that are made from Procter & Gamble. And I just found out that Procter & Gamble is outsourcing their manufacturing to China.
Oh, absolutely. Procter & Gamble was bought by a European company, by Gillette. And then if you expand out from there, most of our pharmaceuticals, I know it's more than 80%, are now made in China because they can put anything they want in there. And so it is just a complete and total crisis that we're facing. Again, Marty, tell folks how they call and how they get. You also have a tote bag, a sampler.
Well, not only do we have the bulk packages to save you literally a small fortune of what it's costing you now, you can also buy the individual products as you need them, as you like them. When you go to the supermarket and there's nothing priced anymore, there's a price. There's no prices on anything. There's barcodes, and you got to go to the checkout counter to figure out what you just bought. We give you a price schedule on everything, breaking down per item, per bulk, per savings. We do that. We have been doing that since 1947, 61 years of our company going down the drain. And our guarantee is our satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Nope. Marty, you're something else.
Anyway, we make the products. We've got the products. You can reach us 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. You'll talk to me. You'll talk to my son. You'll talk to my daughter. We're a family company. We are not a corporation. We take care of you personally. We feel that you are very valuable to keep clean, to keep healthy, to keep economically stable. We do that.
Let me give folks the website. It's 5starsoap.com, or you can spell out 5starsoap.com. 5starsoap.com. We have banners up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. If you forget the address, 5starsoap.com. But give out that number, Marty.
800-340-7091. You not only can get the bulk packages, you not only can get individual packages, you think, well, this is too good to be true. I don't know if I'm going to like this. I never heard of that company before. You know, we're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us. That's why we're talking to you through Alex, so that we can give you information that's honest and true and safe. And this is what we do, and you can reach us through our website, which has all the information, our toll-free number. You'll talk to us directly. We ship it direct from our factory in Oakland, California, direct to your door. We don't care where you are. We use United Parcel all over the world.
Fivestarsoap.com. Give them the number one more time, Marty.
800-340-7091. You can get a miniaturized sampler of our package for $20 plus shipping, which will give you a very good taste for a 4 to 8 week supply, so you will take care of your reluctance. Try it before you buy it.
Absolutely. Don't procrastinate, folks, because this really is a good deal. I really do believe in it. All the sponsors I endorse, I really do believe in and think are great. And this is one of the best offers that we bring you, the listeners, here, and it makes everything we do here possible. Marty from FiveStarSub.com, the Cal Ben Pure Sub Company out in Oakland, California, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You ready for your limerick for today?
Give it to us fast.
There was a young fellow named Sidney who drank till he ruined his kidney. It shriveled and shrank as he sat there.
Hold on. Stay there. We got to finish it.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Marty is something else, folks.
Stand up for your right.
I wanted to hold him over to finish his limerick. It's bad luck not to finish it, and he hung up. And I got callers calling in. Doug in Tennessee, a Calvin testimonial. It'll turn into a huge testimonial of people how much they love it. I got all this news I need to cover. And some of it's really good news. Like, they are successfully growing organs and now implanting them in people. And people are doing it with their own tissue. They're not having to kill a baby to do it. you know, going back a few years ago, there was this big debate about, well, should we use, you know, the tissue of aborted babies? And they call that stem cell. But there's some other tissues that are also stem cell, like placenta and other things associated with the birth. But they were trying to cloud the issue in the media to set the precedent to have these half-human, half-animal chimeras so they could do different genetic experiments and set that precedent. But, of course, then it came out that there are a lot of other tissues that are stem cells in our own bodies that work just as good or better, and we don't have to kill a baby to do it. So, very interesting news on that front, and I also want to go to Tony and Ted and Chris and Tulia, many others that are patiently holding. But yeah, Marty, we've got to hold you over here because we can't not finish the limerick on air. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's start again. This is a very old one. There was a young fellow named Sidney who drank till he ruined his kidney. It shriveled and shrank as he sat there and drank, but he had a good time doing it, didn't he?
Hey, Marty, Doug, and then we'll have 100 more of these later. Please, folks, don't call with the testimonials. We appreciate it, but once we start with one, we'll definitely get more. It'll be like Dave and Joyce's show. But Doug in Tennessee says he has a Cal Bend testimonial. Go ahead, Doug. Tell us about it.
Hey, Alex, I used to shave with Edge Gel, and one day I read the chemical list on the back and decided, you know, I didn't want to do this. And I thought, you know, this Cal Bend soap is pretty slippery. Maybe I should try that. And I just lathered it up on my face, and it was actually, I got a better shave with that than with the chemical Edge Gel, and I really like it.
You want to know a story? I do the same thing with Cal Bend bar soap. Again, they figured out how to sell you a million products. You don't need shaving cream. You don't need all these little side items. Real soaps you can use for a whole host of issues. And I've noticed, since I only use organic deodorant, organic products, Cal Bend's mixed into all that, you know, I don't have the rashes. I don't get the dry skin in the winter. The stuff is deadly poison. So if you're not going to use Cal Bend, use some other organic stuff. It's just, for some reason, it always costs more than the chemical stuff. And Cal Bend, because it's factory direct, costs less than the factory stuff. But thank you for that testimonial. Marty, I bet you get a lot of those.
Yes, endlessly. People phoning, people sending emails, people sending faxes. It swamps us down, the appreciation that we get and the compliments we get. And I'm talking about a heavy, heavy communication, which we appreciate very much, more than we've ever gotten since we've been in business all these years. We finally hit the nerve of the consumer that we got something for them.
Well, you finally hit an audience that isn't completely brain dead.
Exactly.
I mean, you tell the general public is drinking fluoride and taking Prozac and drinking Jack Daniels every night and watching, you know, football every day. I mean, you try to tell them, hey, you don't want to pay a whole bunch more money for toxic waste. They just, you know, basically say you're from Planet X and laugh at you. Marty, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate this very much.
You better take care, my friend. What a character. Ended up doing two segments with him. All right, folks, we're going to come back and get to all your calls. And then we got a well-known sports writer joining us coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.